Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to listen to people's whole stories and find the hidden triggers that keep people stuck in their limits. So I am super excited to introduce Debbie Vanderweyden. Now, Debbie is the unconventional, intuitive, functional medicine health coach and the mom behind Jenna and her mom social anxiety coaching. Now, together they help motivated college students and young professionals step out of fear, overwhelm, and panic, and into easy comfort in any situation. Now, untangling triggers and uncovering the root cause of what drove her own daughter's debilitating social anxiety when conventional doctors said it couldn't be done, Debbie systematized what she learned and packaged it into her signature whiteboard health portrait, where your story meets her experienced ear for sleuthing core physiological culprits that drive the waves of anxiety and panic. Now, Debbie knows that the starting line and strategy to living easier and comfortably is in the whole story, and nothing but the whole story, and is honored each time a new story is entrusted to her. Now, when not sleuthing, Debbie can be found hiking along Lake Michigan, enjoying a Darjeeling tea, or slipping into her next favorite book. Well, welcome, Debbie. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you. Thank you for the invitation, Wendy.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping these young adults find their starting place in feeling better, really. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Well, it's been a journey, that's for sure, but I love it. And it just has so much meaning for me. Happy to share.
Yeah, great. And I'm excited to hear more details here. So exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice? I know when I introduced you, we, you know, illuminated the fact that your daughter was, I believe, in college and, you know, struggling with some of these issues. So can you share a little bit more about that?
Yeah, happy to. Well, I wonder myself sometimes, you know, how I got into this position of running a small company. But outside of selling vegetable and flower seed packets when I was just a young girl to my neighbors in Stager, Illinois, is where I grew up, I just never had the thought of running a business or even working in sales. So no one in my family friend circle was more surprised than me when I said, okay, I have something I'm going to do. I'm going to build a business and watch me do it. So, but I have to say that I have more of a hospitality mindset. So it all starts from that. And I worked in not-for-profit for like 20 years, just loved that work. But as you mentioned, when things began to shift, when my daughter's health was taking such a decline, her brain, her body just becoming more and more uncomfortable to live in. It was just unbearable to watch her go through that. And there was no help. So I jumped into the fight of my life. And when her hope faded, mine had to pick up. And when her fight dwindled, mine too had to step in. So I went to work, studied, trained, but here was the pivot for me. At that point, I was really just trying to find an answer for my daughter, But I jumped into forums, discussion boards to see what other people were doing. So I hung out in that space so I could learn from others. But what I found was there were other moms there too, searching for answers for their kids, wives trying to find help for their husbands who were at risk of losing their jobs because they were plagued with panic attacks and foggy brains that just didn't work in the workplace anymore. And college students and young adults just berating themselves because they couldn't live the life they dreamt of. And their peers are just going on to do amazing things while they could not get beyond their front door. It was that place, those moments that I promised myself that if I was ever blessed to find the answer, I would share it with as many people as I could. And soon after, I did find that answer. And that's when Jen and her mom coaching and training was birthed. Mm. It was right there.
Wow. That is a very inspirational story. And obviously you were in a very successful career, you know, serving within the nonprofit world and having this hospitality mindset, but it's like, wait a second. I know my daughter is having the battle of her life and we need to redirect. And obviously this huge shift happens in your focus and time and energy. And I just love the fact that beyond helping your daughter solve this life-threatening situation, then you went full into sharing this with others. So yeah, that is just so admirable. I love that. So how long have you had your own coaching practice, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
Absolutely. So we started testing ideas starting in 2018, and that was for what we wanted to convey in our message. And then we had to figure out how, like which vehicle, how are we going to deliver this message? Was it going to be products, a book? You know, how are we going to deliver that? Anxiety is not in your head. Yes. That thought was not yet a mainstream conscious knowledge. It was coming, but we were at the forefront of it. So people still thought we were crazy, right? Although Jenna's getting better and better all the time. So we tested the interest and message 2018-19. It started building out. And that's finally probably mid 2019, the strategy of teaching paired with coaching in the functional medicine model, co-partnering with the person who is ready to break up with social anxiety. That's when that all started to take shape. So we had a clear message, built a few products, and just got started. Yeah, got out there.
Okay. I love the fact that you stayed with this very specific audience, if you will, pool of people that have this need, because obviously there are a lot of other people that suffer with this, like you even shared, you know, husbands and in various different situations, people find these limitations to be basically derailing their lives. But you stayed true to this one specific segment of the population.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very important to us that people were overwhelmed when they would hear us talk about the story and hidden triggers and, you know, making those lifestyle changes. They would just get overwhelmed. And so we recognized that it was the starting place, the right for you, simple lifestyle changes that when implemented, everything became doable, more comfortable, easier, and enjoyable. So our central core message is we can help you find that starting place.
Nice. Yeah, I love that. Now, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building your business?
Yes. building a business is not for the faint of heart. I learned that really early. Right. And nobody really got our message in the beginning because, again, you know, it was a holistic approach, whole person approach to shedding anxiety. I mean, even the doctors, you know, were saying, nutritionists, this can't be done. It has, you know, it's got to be different. And they love food. They know food, but they didn't think we could do it just with lifestyle changes. So I was challenged to stay true to the message that I knew was true and to my vision for how I wanted to deliver that message. And that would waver in and out, you know, that doubt. I have to visit that, not so much anymore, but now it's kind of morphing into selling the product. So that's where it became very challenging. Like, wait, what? I have to sell now? How do I take what I know is true and good and sell it, you know, attach it to a monetary value? Right. So that's when a new friend came into my life, and he just basically said, you understand you're in the business of sales now. Do you understand that? And he really kind of took some time to needle that new perspective that we were selling hope. We were selling hope, the promise of a better life. Mm-hmm. And that that became a clearer vision for me as well.
Right. Yeah. A lot of people resist that idea of selling.
Yes.
You know, because of baggage that they have around that belief. You know, it's something that created that paradigm for them, either through listening to others or experiencing a situation themselves. And so that's the last thing, of course, you want to be is that, you know, whatever that was, but it really is. I mean, selling is simply providing that gateway to access of this solution. You know, like I love that you positioned it in terms of hope. It's not just hope though. It's the answer. It's the resolve. It's the solution. It's that gateway exactly. to that release of those physiological triggers. So yeah, that's powerful. And leaning right into that, to carry this one step further, you're obviously an expert at sleuthing out, as you call it, the physiological triggers within people that are causing their anxieties and, you know, sense of panic. But how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? So this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations now with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yeah. So that's a good question. I learned too that just being in service, you know, is just a different part of being in business. And so it's never a problem to find people who are interested in what we do, because almost everyone knows someone today with a mood and stress disorder, anxiety, depression, bipolar, ADHD, you know, all of them. Mm-hmm. But going from the conversation, meeting someone in that place, and we hear them saying, yes, I want that, to really pushing the button to like, oh, okay, let me pay for this products and schedule a time for us to get started. It's the place where I have not yet figured out that system, that foolproof system for addressing those objections. Would absolutely just love to hear your thoughts on that.
Sure. And I'm happy to share with you maybe a couple techniques that hopefully will move the needle for you, because there's complexities that go into your enrollment conversation that do prevent the objections from coming up. And I won't say complexities, that's a bad word, but nuances, that's a better word. Nuances that roll into the enrollment conversation that help people stay aligned with, yes, I do want resolve. Yes, and make that commitment. Yes, I do want to be done with this way of experiencing life, and I'm ready to move forward with you. That's the area that you want people to have that clarity around. Sure, they understand they don't like where they're at. They understand that there's hope out there and that there is a solution. What might be coming up without further, you know, like discovery questions from my part to you to uncover what maybe some of the blind spots are there. But what typically goes on within people that might be struggling with something that has been ongoing, you know, that they've tried this and they've tried that and nothing has really worked in the past. And so they come into the conversation with doubt already, you know, that's already a part of their picture, skepticism, right? And so you can offset or eliminate their skepticism by being more clear about how the process that you've created aligns with proven methodologies, you know, that will create that transformation for them. So in other words, there's no vagueness, there's no question of whether your process works or not. And again, this might be some technique you're already using, but the nuance here is that the thing that a lot of coaches in transformational work leave out is acknowledging within the person that they're speaking with that certain qualities within them will create success for them within the program that you're offering. Mm-hmm. And so it's not just anybody can succeed. It's how and why you feel as an expert, they would succeed. And this is not coming from a sales place at all, in the old school conventional sales, right? This isn't coming from a place of hype or trying to lure or manipulate. Not at all, not at all. This is clearly conveying how you really understand what they're struggling with and the fact that they have certain, for lack of a better word, capabilities or criteria met or qualities, whatever is the assessment that you go through, that really lend themselves to being a success through your process, your whiteboard. Let's see, we called it the whiteboard health portrait. Mm-hmm. And this type of, you know, aspect of the enrollment conversation helps, like I said, people that are already feeling doubts or skepticism to feel that confidence. And when they have that clarity and confidence, then that reduces the amount of objections or that feeling at the end where, you know, I need to think about this. So hopefully that's provided a little bit of clarity around, you know, the importance of making sure that the communication is very clear around a proven methodology that is, it's a safety net for them.
I love it. Yeah, that's so helpful because you're absolutely right. You really tapped into it. A lot of the folks that we talk to, they have tried so many things and their hope, it's hard to muster that hope again. And you can just see the fear in their faces. So I love taking on that doubt, that skepticism, that place of hurt, really. Mm-hmm. Like, is this going to be one more failure? I'm mm-hmm. bringing in that proven, clear method. And mm-hmm. you're right. Yeah, thank you. That's awesome. Very helpful.
Good. Yeah, great. Hopefully that'll help you move the needle there in terms of having more people say yes to this, because obviously the work that you do is incredibly powerful and beneficial. And in fact, you know, I would like to think we're on the tail end of this pandemic. I'm optimistic, right?
Yes.
There's vaccines and, you know, everything is starting to shift in the right direction. Mm-hmm. But the last year has created some tremendous stress for people in all different aspects of their lives. And I can only imagine how this has heightened the need for your work. So can you speak a little bit to the effects of the pandemic on your work?
Yeah, happy to. And you're so right. Well, we built our business on conversation, one-to-one, really. So our strategy in 2019 was to get out in the world, attend symposiums. And we were doing that in three different cities. And I built meetups where we would meet locally in the community, share our journey and our service. And of course, that ended, that all ended in early 2020. So we had just retool. What the real challenge was that forced isolation in 2020 with all the fear of what was going on added another layer of stress, of course, but isolation. Mm-hmm. And for people who are struggling with a mood and stress disorder, anxiety, depression, and so on, isolation is just not a good additional layer to have to deal with. That can really deepen that pain. So it was harder for us to really get to the people we needed to get to. And I felt that. I felt that in my body. But you move on. And so we just jumped into action and regrouped in how we would shift, meeting people. And that, of course, along with everyone else, we just jumped into virtual groups, talked to as many people as we could, hung out where we thought our clients were hanging out, and just showed up for service wherever we could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In conversation.
Right. Yeah. It stands to reason that, you know, even though there was that barrier between, you know, you suddenly had to shift out of the meetups and getting together in groups and physically, you know, our world shifted and we couldn't associate in those kinds of situations anymore. But still the need actually in my mind peaked because of the stress. And so it's great to hear that you were able to adjust and continue finding those young adults who were fed up with the limitations through their fears and anxieties, and were ready to finally move forward and put together an action plan. So, and I am curious, Debbie, how do you work with young adults who do want to finally stop being stopped by their fears, anxieties, and panic? Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Yeah, happy to. So, well, we meet people where they are, non-judgmental, because social anxiety is that place where people just feel so judged. We create a very safe, non-judgmental space. So where we're real and we're raw with a purpose. So we don't hide from the pains and limits that people are living with. We invite people's stories, because that whole story, whole body, body and mind, what's going on, what are the symptoms, what are the clues, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for the alarm systems that the body's trying to yell out, like, hey, look at this eczema. Hey, joint pain at age 14. Mm-hmm. Take a look at this. I don't want to feel this way. I need something. Or, hey, I have too much of something. And that's what we do. We invite the stories, whole stories. We lay it out on a timeline. We call this our whiteboard health portrait. And that's where we start taking apart all those clues. And we begin to organize what systems the body is looking for. What does it have too much of? What does it need more of? And then from that point, we can build that starting line, literally draw a starting line with those simple, easy first action steps. Yeah. And people can work with us one-on-one for just an hour if they just want to test this through what we call a one talk at a time. Or if they're ready, we can draw that starting line for turning social anxiety and panic into calm and comfortable with the whiteboard health portrait. That's a 3-hour virtual exploration. And certainly just say hi. You know, we just love to even just have that conversation and share what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. I love the variety of different ways that you do work with people and just meeting them where they're at. I love that real and raw with a purpose that really creates a sense of ease. Just in hearing that, it's like, okay, I don't have to kind of mask the way I really feel.
Right.
What's really going on. So that just opens things up for them to just finally be heard, which is that in and of itself is huge. So
yes.
How can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Yeah, thank you. Well, they can visit us at our website, jennaandhermom.com, or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Jenna and Her Mom. And if the whole story, whole person approach resonates for a listener, they can download our free guide, take a closer look. And that's a simple starting place for calm and comfortable in any situation.
Okay, perfect. So that's, and you spell out the word and, right? Jenna and Her Mom.
Yes.
A-N-D. Okay. So Jenna and Her Mom, that's J-E-N-N-A and Her Mom.com. That's your website. And on that website, then our listeners can download your free gift, right?
Yes.
Take a closer look.
That's right.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Well, that is very generous and sounds like a very valuable resource. So, you know, thank you for offering that. That is
Absolutely.
Fantastic. And then our listeners can follow you on Instagram and LinkedIn, was it?
I am personally on LinkedIn, but Facebook. We have a Facebook page and Instagram.
Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Okay, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Jenna and Her Mom. All right, terrific. Well, Debbie, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here during our conversation, but if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Wow. One thing, huh? Okay. Well,
I didn't want to overextend. A couple things would be great.
Okay. Well, focusing on one thing is, and I'm not the first to say it, but I have to say that truly really does move a needle when I focus on one thing and just get that one thing done well. Mm-hmm. But what I think I visit quite often is when things get muddled or overwhelming, I really encourage just taking a moment and getting back to your why. So when I revisit my why, I think of my daughter, but I think of the forums. That was that powerful for me. And that's when I just fill with energy again, and I'm just ready to go on for the next piece.
Right. Yeah, I love that. That's pure gold right there. Just get back to, no matter how complicated and overwhelming it feels in the moment of, you know, building a business. And like you said, oh my gosh, you know, every time I looked, there was something more I needed to learn or do, or it's not for the faint of heart, I think you said.
Yes.
So just really reconnecting with that original why and that vision and that passion. So yeah, I love that. Thank you for sharing that. That is powerful. Absolutely. And, you know, Debbie, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your early career within nonprofits, the nonprofit world, and coming from, you know, a place of a hospitality mindset to the beacon that went off, you know, your daughter in her college career suddenly struggling in such a real and raw way herself over things that were stopping her in her tracks and preventing her from being the best person she wanted to be. And you rolled up your sleeves and went into deep research and development mode, obviously, to unravel this and help her. And then taking this out now to the impactful work you're now doing, helping so many motivated college students and young professionals step out of their fear, their overwhelm, and their panic, and into easy comfort in any situation. I've really enjoyed our conversation. And I want to thank you again for being a guest on today's show.
Thank you, Wendy. I've truly enjoyed our talk tonight.
Yeah. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Debbie Vanderweiden at jennaandhermom.com, or follow them on Instagram, Facebook, and you can also connect with Debbie on LinkedIn. And be sure to download their free gift, Take a Closer Look. That sounds like a tremendously powerful resource. So be sure to download that free gift as well, Take a Closer Look. All right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Debbie Vanderweiden. And as always, here's to your success.